Welcome to Redeeming Qualities, the podcast and not how men speak, but how friends speak. I'm joined with my Squidwardly friend.
Wow, bitch. Did you plan that?
No, I didn't. I just was right on the top of the old noggin.
Nice. Well, hi, everybody. It's Squidward here, also known as Dirty Dan or Dabbing Dennis.
And as always, I am Fez. And
Still fat.
Still amazing. Still your host with the most girth on the stomach.
You better recover from that quick or you're getting called out.
Oh yeah, yeah. So you know, I just wanted to go over a bunch of I feel like we know each other very well, so there's a lot of things we don't know about each other. You know what I'm saying? When you really figure out who a person is, you stop asking questions. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, that's actually really true.
So I just wanted to go on one of these icebreaker type things, just like me and you, just bullshit.
Oh, so, you're trying to fuck me for the first time?
That's the problem is it wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Basically. But right now, you go back in time and pretend a bromance all over again, getting to know each other.
Yeah, pretending I never went, the full shaft, not just the tip.
You're just trying to get in for the first time.
Yeah. So I guess the first question I have is, what is a job that you would never do?
Oh, wow. Dude, we got into this quick. Job I would never do. That's hard because if the money is right, I don't think there's anything that I kind of wouldn't do.
I mean, I get it, but no one's going to pay you $10 million for a hand job. You know, you're going to get hooker.
You never know, dude. I got a buddy that got offered 10 grand for some rich dude. And he was just wanted to see his dick and he didn't even do it. And I was like, honestly, that's weird that you wouldn't do that for 10 grand. And then I was thinking he was doubting the guy. And he's no, the cash was sitting right there, rich Hollywood party or something. And the dude didn't sorry, I'm not trying to flip this on you, but if somebody offers you 10 grand, but they're a gay dude, just because they want to see your dick, are you flashing your dick?
Me?
Yeah.
Why would I be flashing my dick?
What's that?
Oh, I thought you were asking me right now.
I am. Would you flash your dick for 10 grand?
Oh, would I for 10 grand?
Some gay dude is sitting in front of you at a pool party. He's all lit. You're in Hollywood. Mm. He's got money. Money's sitting in front of your face. He walks over.
No,
you're cute. You're not pulling out your dick?
No, because first off, the you're cute comment's not going to happen to me. We've already determined that I'm not. I'm not.
Ben, this is hypothetical, bitch. Hypothetically, you're attractive.
That's nailed the thing it. Is for example going to a bar and women start hitting on me, I'm like, all right, I'm not buying you a drink. That's was my first
already.
Exactly.
Get away from me, bitch.
So it's this guy is gonna try to sextort me. So probably not. No, the answer is gonna be
sextort me.
Oh dude, you haven't heard of sextortion?
No, dude, I'm pretty cis.
So a lot of the things that happen. I've had people we've had to go to legal and everything for this, but somebody will send a dick pic and then they're like, hey, you sent that to a 15-year-old minor, so now we're going to demand money all the time, we're going to send it to your command.
So there's
a lot of those type of things. It's just exploitation, but for some reason, because it deals with a penis, they want to call it sextortion.
That's what you get for sending your dick.
That's true. That's what I'm trying to say is these people aren't sending anything and they're like,
no, I realize that.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not actually doing it. They're like, hey, I got onto your webcam and saw you masturbating last night.
Yeah. So that would be my concern. Yeah. So, but you still haven't gotten into
nitty-gritty of the topic. I'd put the shit on the internet anyway. For 10 grand, let alone just show some dude.
So what job would you not want to do?
I wouldn't suck dicks for money unless I got 10 grand.
But a normal job, not
Oh, okay.
Legal? dude, like, right, like, honestly,
sucking dick is a normal job.
I would not work customer service anywhere. Like, not like a cashier or something like that. Like, straight up the guys at the customer service.
Okay.
I couldn't do that.
I probably couldn't either.
I just don't feel like I care enough for any organizations to deal with.
For everybody's, the other people.
Yeah, for everybody being mad at them.
People coming, this product sucks. All right, bro. I'll take it back. I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably would not do anything in... God, I think I'm pretty limited on what I would be allowed to do, but what I wouldn't do... Yeah, I don't think I could do anything where I'm trying to pitch some shit that I don't like to somebody else. I couldn't do sales for something that I didn't actually like.
Yeah, that would be hard, like not believing
something. To go and call people. Yeah, could you imagine being the fucking douche that's always calling? Oh, God, Mark was this guy, huh? He did telemarketing at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah, but can you imagine being the guy that's calling to do the, like, extended car insurance or, like, any of that stuff?
No.
Like, the way I deal with it, I'm like, if you got to make hundreds of those calls all day and you get people like me, no, I would not do that. So that's my answer. I would not be one of those bots.
Yeah, that's
I'd rather run a like scam out of India. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'd rather do a call center scam. That actually seems fun.
So then, you know, now that I know the job you wouldn't want to do, what would be like your most ideal job?
I'd like to travel around and just do dumb shit.
So
like Anthony Bourdain. No, not like, sorry, I should have been more clear. Like something like Anthony Bourdain. I would like to just travel around, go hang out with people and get to learn other cultures. Like, that's probably what I enjoy doing most, traveling around and like learning new people.
You know, Bourdain was so boring to me. Like, people are like, oh, he's the best. Like,
oh yeah, he was boring as shit. And like a depressed, mopey fuck.
And the pretentious about everything.
Right, like, you have the best job in the world.
Yeah.
And you're whining.
Yeah, I mean, that. Guess that's depression. You know, that's... I'm not going to judge him on that. I'm just going to judge him on his show. And I don't want to watch a depressed man eat great food. I mean, I'm sorry. It's that's like the worst show you can describe. Like, let's take this...
And he went and did drugs in those countries, too. It wasn't just the food.
Yeah, he tried everything and was still sad. It's like, there's no helping you. I don't want to watch you and your terrible show.
Right? You miserable fuck.
All right. So next question. What's your favorite recent book or article? And I say recent, or you can say of all time. Like,
oh, recent or of all time book or article. I think recently, God. I read a decent sci-fi book, but that's pretty niched. I think Ready Player 2 was probably the like most recent one I would throw out there as a recommendation. Now, I don't think it's as good as the first one, but I think it was good for a sequel follow-up type of book. The way that they were able to tie it into the first one and kind of expand on it. And the concept, I still think, maybe it's just because all the metaverse stuff that's coming on, like, you know, everybody's doing all this 3D virtual reality, all this shit is more prevalent today than it ever has been. And it makes me feel really Ready Player One-ish. So I think the second book is probably the one that stood out to me.
You know, so Ready Player One, I really liked it. And then I watched the movie. I was like, the movie was terrible. So I was like, let me go ahead and listen to, you know, the audiobook of Ready Player One. I realized something is it was a good one-time listen or read for me.
Oh, really?
But, yeah, the world is cool. But then once you know it, it's just like, oh, it's just some teen that is lucky that knows everything. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, he found this coin.
But he was a very practiced Gunther, okay? As you were discounting him, you're acting like he wasn't. Okay, so that's like me, a drone operator in the Marine Corps, being like, well, yeah, you know, I get the Navy SEALs are pretty badass and all, but do you know what I do?
I don't think I don't think it's like that. He's just this teen kid that's like
studying his ass off every second on the interwebs.
He did, but I mean, still, I don't know. I just thought it was very the world was.
Are you going to talk about that when his family died, Fez?
I mean, his family died.
Shit on him,
dude. He didn't even give a shit about his family dying.
I know,
it was like
right?
a blip. It was like a half a second. It's like, oh man, I'm glad I wasn't there. That's
they
his
blew
only
up
response.
The stacks. Good thing I wasn't there.
I'm glad I have this my secret hideaway van.
Right now, I'm mad because the bad guy killed him.
And by the way,
beat up his robot.
Let's talk about this teen boy. Abandoned van in a haptic suit. That thing was covered in semen.
Oh,
let's
dude,
be real.
No
oh,
doubt.
God, that's terrible.
Haptic immersion. You mean I can feel things? What do you think they're going to do?
Oh, yeah. So that kid was terrible.
I'd probably do the same thing. Let's be honest.
Yeah. I think for me, that Sapiens book was a recent one that I really got into. But as far as it goes for just like straight up entertainment, I don't really care too much for sci-fi. I like a good sci-fi story, but when they start explaining like, oh, this thing goes 10 quadrillion nocto miles in a flabberian. Yeah. It's like,
cause they're making up all their own shit.
Yeah. They're making up all these technical terms. Like just tell me it's science magic and I'm okay with that. Just deliver a good story.
It's science magic.
I don't need to know how science magic works.
Good about my books. They're like, it's called The Warp, and it's just like some shit in space nobody understands. And I'm like, well, fuck, that's already a thing. So
yeah,
there's already tons of shit we don't understand in space. So.
Yeah. So I think really realistically, I if I was to say, you know, some of my favorite high fantasy books, I really like The Wheel of Time. I haven't watched the Prime series yet.
There's a Prime series for this book?
Yeah, Robert Jordan's The Wheel of Time. It's like, dude, it's like a million pages.
No shit.
Like each book is like, I remember like 3,500 pages, and it's like 12 books.
Holy fuck.
Dude, it's massive.
I was going to say, send that to me because I'm going to read it before I dip into the series. That's a lot of reading. I got a lot of projects.
Oh, yeah, dude. And he does drone on. There's like, it's like he gets lost in his own story. It's basically a senile man writing and getting
like
lost in where
Sun Tzu, but more targeted towards something that's fantasy.
Yeah.
Just dry and long.
More Tolkien-ish. It's like, hey, I'm going to try to reinvent Tolkien by doing the exact same things that Tolkien does.
Let me tell you about the scenery here, and then 4 seconds of action happen.
Yeah, let me tell you
but
about
God
this.
But God damn it, those mountains were pretty.
Yeah, let me talk to you about this cup that this man drank from for the next 30 pages.
What was
pages.
The temperature of the contents there, Fed?
Oh, yeah. So, that's a good series. That to me, that's always a go-to. I like that series. I've actually gotten into a genre of series. It's called... literature RPG or short, it's lit RPG or game lit. Ready Player One would be kind of the same thing. And I think I kind of went into it after Ready Player One.
I kind of like what you're describing though. Is that kind of like the book that you were writing? Honestly, I'd like to finish that. I would like you to finish that.
I would like to finish that, but No. This is basically like people who like if there's a game, it's kind of like Ready Player One. There's a game that like, you know, that everybody uses, and that's like the currency. You know, kind of like what Zuckerberg's trying to create with like making his own coin and all this other stuff with the metaverse. Mm-hmm. There's like stuff like that. There's also stuff where it's like you're like there's these critically ill people, and it's like, hey, your body's dying, but we can send you into this game forever. You know what I'm saying? So there's things like that as well. So you like upload your stuff, or there's like also like the classic, like, hey, I was summoned into this world and it's exactly like a video game that I know. Okay. So there's a lot of those type of things. I think they're pretty good.
You know who I was actually a big fan of, not necessarily for the books too, but have you ever read any James Patterson books?
I do not like Patterson? things set in the real world, because I'll listen to something like, that sounds like bullshit, and then I'll go down a rabbit hole. I'm like, does this place, can you see this from here?
Yeah, if I was Sanji couldn't do that. No way.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know me, like I get stuck on a detail, and I can't move on until I understand that detail. So I like the thought where it's like, hey, none of this exists, and I could be like, okay, yeah. I'm good with that.
Instead of reading about DC and you're like, wait a minute, but the monument's here and this is here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, like Clancy books, these books that are super realistic. That's the thing, is they're so realistic, you want them to be perfectly realistic, and then I just lose it in that. Like Stephen King.
Clancy books, I couldn't do much of. I mean, they were kind of like you're saying, I couldn't do the Clancy books. I don't know what it was about that. But what else was like, not Tom Clancy, Stephen King, those books also did
I love Stephen King. You know, there's some stuff that was like written in the 70s and 80s that wouldn't fly now. Like, obviously everybody's familiar with the movie that, you know, It, and, wonderfully the both the remake and the redo, took out the child orgy scene. So that's a fantastic, you know, drop of Stephen King's, you know, story. So I remember like listening to that. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Not a fan.
It's like, what was that movie? Kids? That movie was, you're like, wait a minute.
You felt uncomfortable that entire time. It's me, Casper. It's Casper. It's like, well, Casper, you have AIDS.
Yeah. What the fuck?
You got AIDS through rape. Like, that's like the worst of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then, oh, God, I don't even want to think about it. That movie was just like, you're like, man, everything is fucked. And they're like, just kids.
I felt bad. I felt like, after watching that, I felt bad about myself for watching that movie.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody was like, you've never seen Kids? And then I watched it. And I'm like, why would you recommend this shit to me, man? Like, that's, I didn't watch it when it came out.
Yeah, I felt the same thing where it's like, I watched it like probably like maybe like 2007. So it was already like a decade old by the time I watched it.
Same here. I had already joined.
Yeah. And I was just like, oh, no, why? Why would you show this to me? This is
like when you have a buddy that's sitting there showing you some like Two Girls, One Cup. And you're like, why? Why'd you make me do that?
Yeah, it's almost like they suffered and they want you to suffer. That's the type of movies Kids is. It's torture just to see how you would like. It's like,
right? It's like, hey, this movie made me feel fucking uncomfortable. You should watch it.
It's the movie version of waterboarding. It's just awful.
I'll give you that.
Ugh. All right. Well, let's go the
away from books.
Yeah. So when was the last time you felt unbounded optimism?
Unbounded. Ooh, that's a good fucking question, Fez. You started doing drugs recently?
No, I'm actually. So I'm on this website, Parable, Icebreaker Questions.
Oh, guys. Yeah. So you're using the internet to hit on me.
Yeah, dude. Of course I'm going to use the interwebs. I'm
on first day then.
now that I know this, I'm from the
now
sincere.
That I know you're cheating.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me the question one more time. Sorry, I'm like packing up marijuana products.
And just so everyone knows, there's a lot of these questions that I'm skipping. Like, what type of animal are you? I'm like, I don't give a shit what type of animal you think you are.
Those are good, Fez.
I hate those type of questions.
No, that's like the hippie spirit stone. Let's get some crystal shit. I'm down with that.
Because nobody is their real, like, actual animal. Like, half the people on Earth, like, half the people would be like, you are a fucking millworm. You're a leech. Most of us should be in the parasitic forms, but we like claim these I'd be a bear.
Here's I'd be fucking a tiger. Fez, I'm a asking dog. Me about unadulterated optimism. And he's like, yeah, right. You can't come up with a good thing because fuck everybody.
I just think there's a lot of these questions where people's like, oh, it's my chance to suck on my dick. Let me tell you what animal I thought.
I mean, who else is going to do it though? You know what I mean?
Okay, here's a good one. If you could instantly get a skill, what would it be and why?
Oh, God, that is a good one. If I could get a skill instantly and why? God, that's tough. I think that I would want this would be a way easier one if it was planned out. So because it's not, I think I would want to be able to do like complex like math in my head without have, I would like to be able to just like calculator brain.
That's awesome. Because like, I think like a lot of people be like, oh, I'd like to be able to do this like Kung Fu or something. I was thinking coding. Like if I could just like learn how, just automatically know how to do like coding, I would love that.
Yeah. Why coding for you?
I feel like it's a language that's, it's very important, but it's very misunderstood. Like, I think it's like, oh, it's for nerd stuff. And it's like, yeah, but everything we do now, everything that, like, if, it, yeah, it needs coding. And I'm pretty sure, like, we want to be able to, you know, going to require a little bit of understanding why it doesn't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I feel like you could just fucking like, study that, though. Like, I'm just smart as shit.
Yeah, but
like,
I don't.
You just would rather get it instantly. You don't want to study. It's not that interesting to you, but if you could just pick up the skill.
Like, there's certain things, like, I wouldn't mind learning, like, Kung Fu or Jiu-Jitsu, like, going and learning it. Like, how to do coding, I think, would bother me.
Yeah, I think so, too. That makes sense. But, I mean, for me, it's just, like, I would like to be able to process like complex calculate. I mean, all calculations, but like things in my head rapidly, because I find myself, you know, I go to a grocery store. I go like, I can't help it. I look at toilet paper. I'm going to buy toilet paper based off one, the quality, two, price per square foot. You know, like I'm looking at too many details all the time. Like Carrie used to make fun of me all the time because she'd be like, oh my God, you're going to the toilet paper or paper towels. I'll see you in a couple minutes. I'm going to keep moving because I would do those things. But crunching numbers, percentages, like you do. You actually talked about this last time with math. You know, we're like, I'm not going to use this shit. You use math like every day. You were crunching numbers in your head and you could just be like, okay, 30 years at 2.25% is going to be this or 2.0%, like, anytime you're signing contracts or talking numbers, I feel like it would just allow you to speak more educated, more rapidly. And I think that like being articulate and well-spoken, it's very beneficial. So final answer, mathematic genius. I don't want to be a mathematician. I want to be a math magician.
Yeah, we don't want to know all
nothing?
That.
Not even a chuckle?
Not even a chuckle. Math magician? I've heard math magician before. Like, if it was something new, I'd been like, oh, okay. Maybe a chuckle. Right. Actually, my daughter told me a joke and got me really good.
Really?
She's like, hey, Dad, can you believe, you know, all the poop they've been through? And they're still together? She's like, it's all the times, everything trying to split them up, and they're still together. I was like, who are you talking about? She's like, your butt cheeks. I was like, damn it. You got me.
She walked you into it.
She did.
Your butt cheek.
And I wanted to know. That was the thing. I needed to know who she was talking about. It's like, damn it. You played me the entire time and I appreciate it. It's fantastic. Yeah. All right. So if you could learn another language instantly, which would you choose and why?
Spanish.
Spanish, most really? Useful. What? Oh, because here, you think it's the most useful?
Here, yes.
I would like to learn Latin.
Why?
I feel like all of our like classifications of biology and things are used in Latin terms. Like when people, like our legal system uses Latin terms.
So you can walk around talking to nobody, just reading fucking old books?
Well, to understand the loopholes in which we're, you know, like our society's run off of, yeah.
But you don't even do, like, dirty shit. You're, like, a decent human being that's, like, a good dad. You know what I mean? Like, why do you need loopholes?
Well, you know, being brown and if you're wrongfully arrested or wrongfully
fuck,
searched.
You're right. How dare you throw my privilege in my fucking face?
Dude, it's happened a few times in my life. So I, you know, just these things. It'd be awesome.
You're right. I didn't even think about, like, honestly, I could relate to that. Right now, like there's some things with the system itself where I'm like, shit's broken. And I'm not even a brown fella. You know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah.
I didn't even consider that. Like I told you about the time going to pick up. Nah, I won't even get into all that, but
yeah, no, I gotcha. It's just one of those things. I really wish that everything that was like a Latin terminology, or if especially in the legal system, that they went away with the Latin terminology and just put it in English words.
Right, but is it because it doesn't translate? Like, is that why they have not done it? Because it doesn't translate verbatim, or it's too vague?
I just don't understand. Yeah, and I get it. Like, English isn't like the most strongest language in the world. Like,
language in the world. I like that.
It's not. There's ancient languages like French. Like they have like things like you know the je ne sais quoi, which is like I guess like the essence of, or a certain thing that it has a certain characteristic that you can't like quite say it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you mean like Romance languages versus Germanic languages and stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean it might not even be that. I don't like. I understand that. I guess English and German are kind of interrelated. I don't know how exactly, but yeah. I just think that there's words like there's that it's a word in one language, but it's a phrase in English.
Yeah, I mean Germanic languages, for example, they're like ugly and like German is not. It's not a fucking. It's not pleasurable to the ear for most people. You know what I mean? Russian. Yeah. Stuff like that, but then you talk about like French and romance languages where everything flows and people are like, oh yeah, it's a language of love. It's just because of like the diction, the way people speak.
And I know last time I threw at that with that phrase that I falsely attributed to Voltaire and I was anti-Semitic, but you look at like Martin Luther, like one of the biggest things he did with the church is he just put the instead of it being in like Hebrew and Latin where no one can understand it, he put it into languages that people could understand.
Yeah, and, but I thought we don't like Martin Luther anymore because he was just trying to do that shit so he can bang white bitches.
I don't even know if that's true. But either way, like the church was mad at him because he was trying to put it out there and like, oh, you're making it lose its meaning. It's like, no, I'm just making it palatable to everybody.
That I mean, it makes sense to me. You know what I mean? Like, everybody can... Yeah, that's what's weird. Like,
yeah.
So hey, we need somebody that understands this, but it's just a way to put more jobs or something, more people in government control. I don't know.
I think it's to limit people who understand stuff, to be realistic. Yeah, exactly. And exactly. I think that's an issue. Now, I understand, like, I think it's really awesome in, like, medical terminology where words don't change, like... meaning, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, hema is always going to be blood type stuff. Itis is always going to be like an inflammation type thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's all these things that are important. So like, oh, this is something new. We'll just say what it is and add the condition or the, you know, the concern to it. I think that's important. Like there should be something that doesn't evolve. I think medically you shouldn't have things that evolve. You know what I'm saying?
I think I get what you're saying.
But I think with like I said, like with legal system, as the legal system is always evolving.
True. And like, it's never being up, like, at least with medical shit, they're like, hey, you know, we found that this procedure doesn't really apply, so we don't do it anymore. And then with like you were saying before, laws get created and then they just get left there. They become outdated and archaic and non-applicable. And then you're like, well, what the fuck is this law have, you know, like those ridiculous laws, like, you can't ride a bicycle under a lake past 12 a.m., you know? Like
the way I view laws is, like, they're Band-Aids. And if Band-Aids were permanent on a person, you would look fucking stupid just covered in Band-Aids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you use stuff like that, that's what you would have to do. So, you know.
I mean, I'm pretty anti, like, I just don't care about government. I don't want to say anti-government because I always feel like I'm going to get hit with a hellfire from CIA guy or something. But like, our government's so fucking crazy and ridiculous that I'm like, I just wish it was gone. And people are like, there's no way we couldn't function. And I'm like, think of like things work themselves out. You know what I mean? They're like, we'll never have highways and who would do this and who would do that? And I'm like, naturally, like, I think it could have even been better. You know what I mean? But then again, guns were created, and it could have just been fucking chaos too. So,
yeah, it's really tough too, because like the funniest things about like, I think I can't remember who I heard this quote from, and I'm not going to try to falsely attribute it to anybody. We talk about
I heard this from Hitler.
I believe it was Hitler that said the people who are the worst judge of how things are going are the people who are living in that moment. And I think like hindsight is 2020. Like,
yeah,
you know, you look at any like the hippie movement, like the people who started the hippie movement or who were in the hippie movement probably had no idea like the ramifications it would cause forever. You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Not when I say ramifications, like it's a bad thing, like the cultural impact it had, you know, on our,
that it would
on
live
us.
On forever. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's interesting. Like how that happens. So I don't know, but I'm definitely not going to try to be do it, but you know, going back to that, the anti-Semitic dog whistle. So first off, when Mark said that, I had no idea what a dog whistle was.
Wait, anti-Semitic dog whistle?
So apparently, I looked this up. A dog whistle is when only the intended audience understands what it means. So, and the fact that they're like, it's an anti-Semitic dog whistle, I was just trying to attribute it to like the government. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I didn't pick up on what Mark's too smart for me, bro.
He looked it up, and that was the first thing that was said. But you know, for me, I was like, oh, I felt like, oh my God, anti-Semitic. Oh, I'm a monster. And I was, the worst part about why, as I was saying that, I was thinking about the government and medical, and then not, you know, with COVID, I wasn't thinking about Jewish thing. So
well, yeah,
wonder,
that's how shit gets blown out of proportion so fast on the internet, I feel like.
Yeah, so it's kind of funny that I was thinking about like, oh, you know, like they won't allow you to scrutinize what the government's doing and all this other things. It's like, it's really weird that quote was attributed to anti-Semitism. And it's like, what do you mean you can't criticize Jews?
I mean, it's just applicable. It's applicable to a lot of other situations.
That's what I'm
which
saying.
Which is probably why somebody was like, hey, this is a great quote, but it came from a shitty person. So let's change the perception so that way we can say this. Like, that's what's weird to me.
You know,
shitty people
say,
can still be smart.
That's true. God, shitty people can be smart and fucking amazing people can be.
Exactly.
Some of the best people I've ever.
Fucking
dummy.
Yeah. And you're like, that dude would do anything for you. And he's a genuine great person, but dumber than shit, you know? And you're like, you can't be upset about it.
Yeah. All right. So here's the next one. All right. If you were setting off to Mars and you could take only one luxury item with you, what would it be?
One luxury item. Now, luxury, am I assuming I'm going to have like bedding provided when I'm there? Will I have pillows and shit like that? You know what I mean?
I think if you think of a homeless shelter, there is not going to be considered luxury. So everything above that is going to be a luxury. You know, like you get a bed, you know what I'm saying? You get a toilet, you get the, you know, normal things.
I would just want a place with privacy, somewhere where I do not have to be, where I could be alone. That'd be my luxury item.
Solitude is luxury to you. That makes sense. That's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something that would give me some solitude.
I was thinking like, the sad part, you know, I was thinking like, a very awesome bed.
A very awesome bed.
I like, that's to me like the ultimate splurging. Like, I'm not doing great, but I still put about $4,000 in every mattress and bed I get.
Oh, absolutely.
Like,
I mean, you might as well though, right? Like, that's your sleep. That's one of those items where I say that now, but I just got a cheap one, but it's temporary.
Yeah, it's 33% of your life. Like, you might as well enjoy it. It's a pretty big chunk. Might as well enjoy it. So I really, that's my luxury. All right. Here's another
You know what? I actually want to try now that you said that luxury. I want to try one of those. Have you seen those sensory deprivation tanks? You like float in water that's same as your body temperature, and it's supposed to like, it's got silent proofing or like sound dampening shit all inside of it. Basically, a fancy, you feel like you're just floating in nothing with no sound going on. Yeah. I actually like kind of want to try one of those things.
Well, you know, people say like, you know, like, oh, you get solitude, you have all this, you don't have anything. I used to run without a, without like headphones, you know, like back in the day of CD players, you know what I'm saying? You don't go running with one of those because it's just skip. So kind of like before MP3s, I, you know, and I know there's CD players that like anti-skip that's and all these
anti,
other.
Yeah.
I was, yeah, exactly. I wasn't afforded that. I had that fucking block from Walmart. A stupid one that's like why
it was so square big? You're like why is it all square, like why couldn't they trim the edges like the other fancy ones?
Yeah, and you're like oh yeah, it doesn't even close, it just kind of like you shut it, but it's like you could open it and the CD would still be spinning. Yeah, those ones. Anyways, so like people like oh getting lost in your own thoughts, I think that having a hobby of running when I was, you know, much younger. And to, you know, and obviously, I talk about how I didn't know that.
That was your hobby when you were younger, running?
I wouldn't say it was a hobby.
You did that when you were younger?
Dude, I was 245 pounds at 5'7".
Cause I always wondered.
One thing that people like may not know is that I didn't get to just join the Marine Corps. I had a process of losing weight to dep in, then losing weight to ship. So I had all these milestones I had to hit just to be able to join. So I did a lot of running. And I say a lot of running. Like at the time, it was like a bunch of like 2 milers. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. 1 mile or 2 mile. And I occasionally like to tie myself in that mile and a half. And so I ran a lot like that. And back then, you know, 2 miles probably took me like 25 minutes. I wasn't fast at all. So... and it was to lose weight. So I got a lot of solitude, like, and I, you know, as I got closer to the time I had to ship out, I was doing like 4 and 5 miles because I was like, oh crap, I'm not losing weight fast enough. And it's probably because I had a terrible diet. I was like, you know, I was like eating one bag of Doritos a day and that was my diet. It was fucking terrible.
You know, like I was for the whole day, you were just
for the whole day. Yeah. Just like something shitty. So I had to run a lot. And, it was a lot of solitude and like, there's nothing worse like than like Wyoming is like desolate, like high plains and just running out like 2.5 miles. And it's like, okay, I got to run back. There's no cars. There's nothing. I'm on like a dirt road. So then it's like running back and you're tired and you're left with your own thoughts. And you're like, you know, it's like your thoughts are like, oh, I want to give up. You know, I'll never be able to do this and all this
but
other
you,
stuff.
But you can't give up because you're like, I'm in the middle of nowhere, Wyoming.
So yeah.
Like, what so am I going to do if I stop? I think it just has to be something that takes you away. Like, and that's weird because like for me, my little painting shit's always been my thing that I've done since I was young. And like even in therapy, one time my therapist was like, when's the last time you painted? And I was like, that's a weird question, you know, like, why, you know? And he's like, well, it just seems like you've been a little more down. And I noticed that, like, you aren't painting when you're not in a good place. And I was like, huh, like, that was something I never observed about myself. And I realized it is one of those things where I can genuinely check out. And when I paint, I don't think about anything else other than what I'm doing. And it's nice. It's almost like, I mean, I've never tried meditation, but I get the principle behind it, like just blanking out everything and just being in a moment with no other stuff. And I get that when I'm trying to paint a real detailed little thing.
There's something so wonderful about that. Like, I know this sounds crazy. I really like to listen to audiobooks while I wash dishes or podcasts while I wash dishes. There's just something about a task that requires no thought as you're doing something else. You know what I'm saying? Like your body has to go into this, you know, automated process. It's just going on autopilot while you're focused on something else. It's kind of like driving as well. Like,
yeah, I was going to say exactly that. When you disappear for that time, you're like, I don't remember those 15 minutes of driving.
Yeah. And like when I talk on the phone and drive, that drive disappears. when I listen to music, I like constantly look at the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like there's certain things, like music's great. Like when I'm running, I love music because I'm not focused on time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just focused on the run. But while I'm driving, I'm always not on a deadline, but it's like, it's there. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, I got to get here. I want to be here quicker. You know, there's always that.
When you run and listen, sorry.
Yeah, I'll just say talking on the phone just helps out. But you're saying?
When you run and listen to music, you find that you, because I actually tried this after reading it before. I was still in and running all the time. But I had read that the BPMs, the beats per minute in the song that you're listening to, the studies had shown that will impact like your performance when you perform stuff physically. And I had tried doing that, like playing music and running with like a slow, like slower paced type of music, like more chill, and then playing something that's more fast paced. And for myself, like I even noticed like 2 minute difference over 3 miles or something, you know, and it's yeah, like, oh,
I definitely,
and you think you're doing the same.
Yep. I really feel like music does impact it a lot. And that's, I don't like to listen to a lot of fast music while I'm running, but occasionally you'd be like, okay, I need to put on something, you know, this like flip through, I got a bunch of stations, like, okay, I need to listen to something hard or I need to listen to something fast. Well, that just came out very sexual. I don't fucking know why.
Hell yeah. Get it, Fez.
But yeah, sometimes you just want to like, okay, like you're in that moment, you got the second wind, you're like, yeah, I want to run this energy down. And then it's like, okay, now I can be miserable again and listen to, you know, different stuff.
Yeah. I'm going to go from Slipknot to Celine Dion real quick. Give me a second.
I got that Enya. There's not even a beat in that. It's just some woman vocalizing.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's pretty good stuff. All right. Let's see. What is another good question? If you could teleport anywhere in the world, where would you go right now?
Right now. Fuck, I'm a dingbat. Switzerland. Yeah, I've always wanted to see it for myself. It's super fucking expensive. What better way to experience it than free teleportation trip?
Yeah. I think, like, honestly, for me, this would have to be like I'd be able to teleport my family. I would love to go see.
You can't change the fucking. No,
I can't.
You bring a whole family, that's different.
Okay, if you could teleport anywhere in the world with your whole family, where would you go right now?
Fuck, I would probably take my kids somewhere really dope and memorable, like some foreign country type of theme park that's ridiculous. Or like a beach getaway somewhere where they could see some shit that you don't see in America. Just so I could have that memory.
I would go to Ireland in a heartbeat, because I just remember seeing like landing
all the green,
just that green grass. I'm like, I wanted to walk in it and just touch it.
Did you not? It.
No, I was in the plane, and then I went to an airport, and then I flew away, so I never got.
Oh,
to go
you didn't get any time out in the airport in Ireland?
No, I got time out in the airport, not in the grass, not in that.
Oh
field.
God! When we came back from deployment, we went outside. All the people that were smokers, we went outside. We found a patch of grass, dude, and we laid in the fucking grass and smoked cigarettes.
Yeah.
You weren't there for that? Dude, when we were waiting, there was a chunk of grass out there, and there was like 8 of us just sitting there laying in the grass.
Was that like a smoking section or something?
Yeah.
See, I never go out to the smoking sections.
Oh, so you didn't? Yeah, that Irish grass. Let me tell you about that Irish grass.
Is it awesome? Is it like super soft? It looks like
it was dense and soft. It was like a little mattress, but also, not going to lie, you just left Afghanistan, Europe, like it was itchy as shit, really fucking itchy, but worth it.
Yeah, dude, I like I said, I would like, and I want to go see castles. I told you I'm a high fantasy nerd. I want to go see the way they laid the foundation. I want to see like the ancient architecture. Like, I know this is, I'm such a nerd when it comes to like where I want, like everyone's like, I want to go to this beach or this party spot. Like, I can go to beaches here. I can go to, you know, like party spots. I can't see ancient castles in America.
Yeah, that's true. See, I've done that before. I mean,
yeah, Germany has all kinds of ancient.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think that's why maybe not. But I would love to do Ireland, but I think of other places before Ireland because, and this is the only reason, I know it sounds dumb, because of the food. Like, I want to go somewhere really rad, but that's also got really good food. And I don't feel like, I mean, for me, I mean, all the Irish people out there can get fucked if they're offended. The food's not that good. German food, same thing. Yeah, I'd rather go somewhere with really good grub and...
That's, you know, that's also true. That's important. Dude, honestly, Mexico has great grub, but it's like
exactly.
So bad.
Exactly. It's my fucking favorite.
You know what place? I mean, this is going to be wildly surprising. Sedona, Arizona. It's like 90% restaurants and every one of them is a fucking hit, bro.
Yeah, I love Sedona.
Dude, it is one of my favorite places. It's like, yeah, I absolutely love it. All right.
Yeah, Sedona's great.
What's one thing you are unbeatable at?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Just average dudes. Yeah, like I'm not that great at anything particular.
I would say I'm persistent. Like when it comes to arguments, I will just keep on persisting.
But an argument, you can't ever win. Like an argument is won internally in somebody's head. So that's like,
yeah, that's true. Every single time we get done with these, I'm like, man, I beat the shit out of Danny.
And yeah, exactly. And in my head, I'm probably like, this is dumb. You know, like, yeah. So, but I get what you're saying. I'm stubborn too. So.
All right. What is one thing you've been procrastinating on and can't finish? And I'll go first. This stupid fucking book. I want to get it. I want to find time. I enjoy writing. I love it. It is.
I have to admit, I enjoy like, I'm not just sucking your dick, but like I enjoyed reading it. Like it was good. But also I kind of have a vested interest in it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I'm like, my buddy is writing a book. He's asking me my opinions. I feel like I've been kind of involved in not like character development or anything, but like just helping you think of ideas for what to write. And that feels fucking rad to me. So I think that's why I'm so anxious to read it.
Yeah, I'm so anxious to write it. Like, it's like, I feel, you know, there's this weird thing where it's like, when I was like writing in secret, and I was like, oh, okay, no one's going to read this.
I forgot about this.
And it was like, I don't, you know, never going to tell anybody I'm doing this. And I got so far, I was like, you know what? I was like, am I so inept that I think this is good? Or is it better than I think it is? And, you know, I showed it to some people and yeah, you're one of them. And I like it. It's fun. It's fun, but it's so hard because it's like finding time. Like, you know, people don't realize like us making time for this on the weekends is such, it's a hassle. Yeah. It is a hassle because it's not like, oh yeah, I got to just pick up my phone and hey, let me talk to you real quick. And hey, I got to go. Bye. You know, it's like we set aside time for this. So it's, So it's a little bit different. All right, let's see here. This is a good one. How do you get motivated for difficult tasks?
Anger.
Anger is a good motivator. I definitely, every time I go to the gym.
Weird thing you just said that. I literally just talked about this recently. Anger, I feel like, and I don't mean like a rageful anger necessarily. Not all the time. It depends. An appropriately applied escalation of anger, if you will. You know what I mean? For me, it's like the most, I've achieved most of my things in my life because I was fucking mad or the block on the shoulder type of thing. Like, my dad was a piece of shit and I'm bitter, so I'm going to do better, you know? So it made me mad. I always had something to prove.
I was going to ask you, have you ever cleaned while you're angry?
Cleaned?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Dude, I think that's something that we all probably do. Like, I mean, us getting out afterwards, that we don't realize. Like, I genuinely can say that I enjoy cleaning. Not like I want to go and clean, but cleaning for me is It's like a distraction technique that helps me just relax for a bit.
Yeah, it's kind of like
vacuum wipe stuff down. Sorry, I keep cutting you off.
Yeah, no. I'm just agreeing with you. It's like it felt like it was part of something you did every week.
Yeah.
It's this day. I gotta clean. So yeah, I think. But I think cleaning angry. Like I get, I don't know what happens. But I get done so fucking fast. It's amazing how focused I am when I'm angry.
Yeah, I had a buddy actually when I was just getting off Marine security guard duty, and he was always like listening to fucking death metal when we were in the gym, right? And I'm like, became pretty good friends with the dude. And you know how it is in the Marine Corps, like there's so many fucking different people, and you really don't care what anybody's into as long as they're a good person, you know? Or I mean, you don't even care about that. As long as you click, I guess.
Yeah.
And he would always just this fucking devil music, you know? And, I'm like, dude, what the fuck's with this? You know? And he's like, what? I'm like, it's just like fucking angry music, you know? And he's like, well, anger's like a pretty fucking powerful emotion, don't you think? And I'm like sitting there and I'm thinking about it. I'm like, yeah, it actually is. And then I feel like that's also why what you guys do, you warfighters, like, I feel like that's why things are efficient. Like they keep you angry because I feel like it is a really good motivator.
Yeah, I think so. I think you just feel like, yeah, there's a lot of, I'm not just even just angst. There's a lot like you get angst and you have to do something. With it.
Yeah, that's for me. Yeah. You know what? It's funny you said that. Have you ever looked up, give me a second. Hopefully it comes to me. It's like hyperactive anxiety. High functioning anxiety. That's what I'm looking for. Have you ever looked at people that suffering from high functioning anxiety?
Hi. Let me ask you, is this something like where you wait for a deadline and you're like, okay, now I have to do it. There's nothing else. Like if I don't do this right now, I won't get it done. Is that what that is? Cause I love procrastinating until the point of fucking
yes. I like, will not do anything till the last minute and then I'll bang it out, you know? And it's like, let me actually look up where, sorry, go ahead with the next thing. I'm going to try looking this up because I think that this is something that maybe caused or like pressed upon people that are put into positions where they're constantly in a state of stress or anxiety. And I think like what you do, like that's perfect. Example of that, you know what I mean? Like do this or somebody dies, and you've always got somebody scream and yell it, like, so the stakes are always higher, everything's more and I think that that's kind of what that does, like that it causes you, everybody thinks you got your shit together, but like realistically you're cleaning frantically because you're like, well, I'm not doing anything right now, I need to be doing something. So like you're cleaning the house and then you're doing this next thing and everybody's like, wow, he's got his shit together, but really you're actually just like trying to keep yourself busy because you don't want to deal with yourself.
Yeah. I want there's also the thing too. Like I have father's guilt. I don't know if that's a real term or anything, but basically like the dad guilt of anything. I should be doing something. I don't, and it's like a pressed upon thing. It's like, I always just feel like there's so much to be accomplished in a day. And like, I don't mind watching a show if I have just washed the dishes, did a load of laundry, folded it, took some to the room, you know, picked up, made some lunch. And it's like, okay, watch a movie. And I feel good about watching a movie. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If I don't do something and I go right into watching a movie, I feel like shit the entire time. I feel like, man, I shouldn't be doing this. I should get something accomplished. Like, I feel like the first half of my day is all accomplishment.
Did you ever read
the last half of my day is fucking just lazing about and just fucking being lazy.
Yeah. Did you ever read the book? God, I think it's like Make Your Bed or something.
I think I heard like some guy talk about Make Your Bed and it's like that way you accomplish something for the day.
Yeah. And it just kind of sets a momentum. Like, I feel like there's a lot of truth in that. So that makes sense to me. Just so that way you can justify being lazy later.
Yeah, I like making my bed, but I don't like the thought of like making it nice.
Yeah. Like, okay. Can I read you this real quick?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so this is just something I pulled up. This comes from verywellmind.com. And it's the Characteristics of High Functioning Anxiety, updated October 26th of 2021, and medically reviewed by Stephen Ganz, medical doctor. So basically it says high functioning anxiety is not a recognized mental health disorder or diagnosis. Rather, it's evolved as a catch-all term that refers to people who live with anxiety but identify as functioning reasonably well in different aspects of their life. If you have high functioning anxiety, you probably notice that your anxiety propels you forward rather than leaves you frozen in fear. On the surface, you appear to be successful, together, and calm, the typical type A personality who excels at work and life. However, the way you feel on the inside may be very different. Someone with high functioning anxiety may be the picture of success. You might arrive to work earlier than everyone else, impeccably dressed, with your hair neatly styled. Like, these are things that are forced on you while you're in, you know what I mean? And then like, so coworkers may say you're driven in your work. You never miss a deadline or falling short in any given task. Not only that, but you're always willing to help others when asked. What's more, your social schedule also seems busy and full. What others might not know and what you would never share is that beneath the surface of a seemingly perfect exterior, you're fighting a constant churn of anxiety. It may have been nervous energy, fear of failure, or being afraid of disappointing others that drove you to success. And I feel like for me, that's like spot on. And I'm not saying like it's a bad thing necessarily. I feel like it may not be healthy, but it's very motivating.
Yeah, not that. I have things I'm very confident in, and I put it out there. And I have things I have no confidence in, and I put that out there as well. But I also like, hey, when's it due? Okay, I'm going to do it on, you know, it's like due on the 26th. I'll do it on the 25th. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like the day.
See, me, I'm freaking the fuck out the entire time until it's over. Like, if I get something, for example, like currently get a deadline and it's like, hey, you got court on this day. If they tell me I've got court in a week, I'm going to worry about court for a week. If they tell me I have it in 4 months, I'm going to worry about it for 4 months.
Yeah, I think you probably have like that's probably just a type of anxiety. Yeah, maybe just generalized anxiety. Like I mean,
I'm just a bitch. I realize like for me now and then, like, you know, dealing with it, I think is the hardest. Maybe I gotta get my T checked first.
I don't think that. So this is the other thing too. Like the whole thought that anybody has it together. Everybody True. Is fucking faking their
just out here winging it. Yeah.
And that's the thing too. Like, you know, the biggest fucking bullshitters were like our parents and grandparents. Those motherfuckers had no idea about how, like how right? many of them have a retirement.
Exactly. They're like, retirement, we need pensions and
yeah. They're like,
you lazy bitches.
They're like, we don't need a retirement fund. The government's going to take care of us. It's like, you fucking moron. No, right. they're not. And it's like, and we had this thought that everybody had it together, and we've always had that because you see them and they're not people to you. There's like, I think we've talked about this, but yeah. there's a strange thing where as you get older, you have to break this barrier where a person is no longer like the principal or your parents or a cop or a judge. They're a fucking person.
Yeah.
And once you break that, you're a fucking person, you're a person, I'm a person. I think you start to realize that nobody has it together. Everybody has, like, you know, different things they're better at, different things they hide better.
Right.
But I don't think anybody's really that great. Like, you know, for example, like me, dude, I'm good at my job. I'm terrible about showing up on time, but I'm great at my job. And it's like, I'm the worst at showing up on time.
Like, are you anything. Really?
Yeah, terrible. Like, me and my family, like, we're like, all right, we're here. Like,
but you're a family of four. Like, I'm talking about if it's just you.
Six. Four kids plus two.
Sorry. My bad. You dummy. Why I wanted to learn that math, Fez?
That complex math. Yeah. But I get what you're saying. Like, if it's just me, myself, like, showing up for work, that's mm-hmm. one thing. But, like, there's, like, other things, too. Like, you know, like, it's easy to make it, like, on time to something. But you know what I used to do, though? Absolutely. Like, I stopped doing this. Used to aggravate myself so much. I'd be like, I get ready early. I'm like, I got 30 minutes to kill. So I start playing like video games or doing something. And then fucking 25, you know, 40 minutes went by. I'm like, fuck, now I'm late. Like, I used to just like, why would I didn't understand why I used to wait to drive. Like, just drive. Once you're there, then fuck off.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. That was one thing that I did fix in my life.
That's what I would do. I would drive in. I'd be there super fucking early, but I'm not going into the bitch until it's time. You know what I mean? But I was always there. And I just didn't want to go in early because you'd be fucked with, you know? So why? Wait until the start of the day. And then I'd walk up my 15 minutes prior, but I may have been sitting there for 45.
Yeah. I do that as well. All right. So here's another question. If you had an animal sidekick, what would it be and why?
Animal sidekick.
What animal would it be and why?
Monkey. Probably the most utilitarian sidekick you could probably have. I don't know what specific breed. Obviously, there's like,
yeah, dude,
I'm talking about like a useful monkey where it's almost like a human. It's basically a slave fed.
You could talk to it. And then you could fight, like, it could shoot guns. It can fucking push
buttons. Yeah, like, hey, dude, go get me a beer. And he can walk over there, open the fridge, grab something, and bring it to me. He's got some cognitive function, you know, beyond most of your animals.
Honestly, I was thinking, like, a super intelligent, like, eagle. That would be fucking cool to me.
I mean, what? But if you're snatch you up some field mice or some shit?
Yeah, I could fucking
spot. Go give me a mouse.
Like, I imagine in this animal sidekick scenario, like me and like have some like empath or telepath abilities where like, there's danger.
So you're like a badass and this is your sidekick pet.
Yeah. I'm a badass, not a fat ass in this scenario. I'm fucking, I'm amazing.
Okay. Gotcha. So,
okay.
Well, in that case, you just changed the whole game.
Yeah. So now that it's not a real, I mean, not just a straight up monkey, like you can have some sort of bond with
now that I get a super monkey.
You know what? I also like want an animal I could ride as well.
Oh, dude, I would want, I want a sidekick gorilla.
Oh, dude, you could ride a gorilla.
You could put a fucking saddle on that dude. And think of, you could make a comfortable saddle and it'd be easy to ride because they're at that angle, right? They're not at a 90 like a horse. They're kind of more, I don't know if this is
you'd
factual,
be like,
but I'm thinking like silverback. You know
what's like oh my god, people, all the Marvel people are gonna be mad at me. Who's the fucking raccoon that's always with Groot?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not a big big comic
anyways guy. Like sometimes he'll like ride on his back and like shoot. You could be like the thing shooting as it fucking goes and terrorizes shit. That would be a fucking cool ass fucking
dude
sidekick.
Think about I take it back. I'd want a gorilla and then his special power. I want a gorilla that I could talk to through telepathy.
Dude, telepathy, like because like what's the distance on your telepathy? We didn't put that forever, like 10 miles.
Well,
it's like, it's out of range.
Telepathy. There is no out of range because this is hypothetical, so my telepathy is unlimited if he's on the same planet.
That's good. I definitely like that. No, that's
a multi-dimensional species or multi-planetary species rather.
I was thinking like maybe a bear or like a polar bear or something, but you're right, dude, a fucking gorilla. It's smart enough to fuck, and then it also can know sign
and it's gonna
language.
Fuck things up. It doesn't need to know sign language. We got telepathy, remember?
But I mean, you could like teach it sign language and be like, hey, like through your telepathy, like make somebody look really stupid, like against the gorilla, like this gorilla outsmarted you. Dude, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, no, dude, gorilla, hands down, best answer. God, I want to interview the fuck out of Mark too now.
Dude, this is really fun. I enjoy these questions are like fucking so random. All right, so let's do this last question and then let's go ahead and end it after this, man.
All right.
What is one movie that you always recommend and why?
Predator. Badass movie. One-liners are great. It was like, Predator.
Dude, I'm The Princess Bride. That's one that like it's
really?
Like it's my childhood. It's like it has everything. It's like high fantasy. There's monsters. It's a love story. It's funny. Oh, dude, that movie to me is like perfection. And I feel like if you haven't seen it, it doesn't matter what.
Maybe I'm just judging you a little hard based off of the title here, but
you've never seen The Princess Bride?
Maybe I have. Maybe.
Oh my goodness. You're talking about all of the one-liners? My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Now prepare to die.
Oh,
dude,
shit.
Fuck, dude. It's
I've heard that one.
Yeah, dude. This is the Princess Bride. It's like inconceivable. I don't think that word means what you think it means. It's so funny.
Dude. No, yeah, I don't know. We should get, if you want to talk about RPD and movie quotes, that motherfucker.
Dude, me and him. All day, one line, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
He is like, dude, I used to remember anytime Roland, so he'd be like, he'd quote any, that he must have just like a steel trap for a memory. Dude, sidetracked.
But. No, me and him, like, we spoke in nothing but South Park quotes, an entire exercise.
It does not surprise me. He's just like every single movie, every single scene, he's got it down.
It was so funny because it'd be like we'd be talking, like, dude, I don't remember that quote. It's like, no, I'm just talking to you for real. It's like, oh, okay, my bad.
No, like, this is just me.
Yeah, we'd be like, sit there like, oh, fuck, man. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I really have a good memory for actresses, actors, movies. Not so much directors. I like a few directors, but.
Yeah, I could tell you and Mark were talking about your cartoons, and I'm like, holy shit, you know who wrote it, who did this, who's the voice for each character? I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I'm really like, that's something I'm super good at. It's like movies are what football players and stats used to be for me as a kid.
Okay.
Like, I used to have that shit memorized. Like, the starting lineup for, like, 15 NFL teams that I liked. Who was drafted that year? What year they were drafted?
That was me when I played fantasy football. It was like, because I was playing fantasy games, I had to know everybody's backstory, everybody's everything. And then shortly after, I kind of quit watching so much football. Because
fantasy football kills the enjoyment of watching football.
Yeah.
It really,
too busy. And then when you're losing, you're pissed. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not happy to see people win anymore. You're like, you're not happy for the players. You're mad that they didn't do what they want. It's like some sort of weird digital, and you're angry.
Right, like, you piece of shit. People are like yelling at actual players, like, you lost me 13 points last week, bitch.
How could you not get score 4 against the Bengals? Like,
what,
you
can't
catch
a fucking ball, you dumb bitch.
Like, you dropped 3 passes.
400 pound dude.
Yeah, so like some dude with a fucking neck beard and just fucking pimples.
Right.
And like, he's like, oh, I'm going to lose me the trophy. Like, do you think that motherfucker cares about your fucking fantasy football trophy?
Right.
And he's over here trying to keep a job that pays him millions of dollars while fighting concussions and fucking injuries.
Yeah,
calm,
exactly.
Calm the fuck down, dude. Yeah, so that was me, neck beard and all. And then, dude, I was like, you know, I remember the point where it was like my football team, like I would say I was a Broncos fan. I don't have anything against Broncos, but I'm not really watching football anymore.
I remember you being a Broncos fan when we were arguing about it in Afghanistan. Oh, dude, that was actually, now that I think about it, was that a Super Bowl year for.
Yeah. The Broncos lost to the Ravens that year.
Yeah.
I
remember roasting you for that.
Yeah, it was really bad. And the thing about it too was like that was after I used to play fantasy football, so I kind of didn't even care at that point.
Yeah, I don't remember it affecting you so much. I remember Tanksley, her and I. She was an Atlanta Falcons fan, and they were Atlanta and Seattle were going at it. And I got like a picture from Afghanistan I just saw recently. You know, we're there in our uniforms, so obviously you don't have gear and stuff. And we had printed out our team shit on printer paper and slapped it on the stocking caps. And everybody was sitting around watching football with their teams printed out on their head.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll say that. That's the thing, too. It's like there's so little to watch while you're out there. Like, you just kind of.
Anything, right?
Yeah, anything. And it's like anything to have an excuse to kind of hang out. Because the rest of
dude, you remember people would just hang out in smoke pits that never smoked. Like, just because that's where everybody was, hey, there's like 4 people over there. We might as well stand around there.
Yeah, I never really, I would occasionally, but I fucking hate smoke. The smell of smoke bothers me.
you were never a smoker, so.
Yeah, no, I never have been. Like, even, like, you know, even before, like, my, you know, my father died of lung cancer, but even before then, when I was, like, 5 years old, if my parents were smoking, I would, like, just leave the house. I hated cigarette smoke smell.
I mean, I remember that, like, growing up, my parents, fucking country music and cigarettes, and you'd be, like, on a road trip somewhere, and just hearing fucking country and cigarettes, and then, like, I remember I just hated country because I associated it with, like, long fucking car rides, a cigarette stench in it. You know what I mean?
Like, what kind of country we're talking about? We're talking like Willie Nelson and Johnny Cash, or we're talking like
Like more your Garth Brooks and Tim
McGraw. Randy Travis.
Yeah, you know, Garth Brooks, Tim McGraw, Randy Travis, shit like.
You're speaking to my inner Wyoming. You're speaking to my inner Wyoming. I
don't have a problem with country music by any means. Like, there's some country out there. For me, I like a lot more, like, bluegrass style.
Dude, that song, was it Johnny's Daddy Was Taking Him Fishing?
Yeah.
That shit still gets me in the feels. Like, even, like, as an adult, like, 30 years later, that song is like, wow, that is a powerful fucking piece of music.
Yeah, and there is really good songs too, you know what I mean? And that's the thing, is like, it's not that I'm so against country. It was just like, I just associated it with that, you know, with the, and then when I listened to country that wasn't the type of stuff that they listened to, like, they didn't listen to like Hank Williams or Waylon Jennings or like people like that or CJ McCall. So I'd listen to country like that, and it was like, okay, that doesn't bother me. It was just kind of specifically like, you know, your Garth Brooks shit. And when I moved here from Germany, I was, what, 4 or 5, moved to a trailer park in Kansas. And it was like my family dressed the little German kid up like a little middle of Kansas trailer park kid. And I walked around in cowboy boots and a white T-shirt and blue jeans singing Garth Brooks all the time. So I don't know. At some point, I grew to hate the shit. And I think it was all due to cigarettes, and then I ended up smoking and listening to country music. I ended up doing the shit.
That's great. No, I never disliked country. I just disliked what country became. I do not like the pop, but I do love, there's bands out there like more modern, like Poor Man's Poison, Shaky's Grave. It's a lot more of that soulful, like Johnny Cash style of like rebel style music. I love that.
You have to send me some then, because I can use it. Like, have you heard of Tyler Childers?
No, I think, like, I have.
For me, that's the newest I've heard of where I'm like, wow, his shit's really good. And it's like, it's undeniably country. But it's like, it doesn't have that country depression in it, I feel like, even though he's talking about stuff that's, you know, your typical country type of topic.
Yeah, I think,
you know,
I
dogs
think what
and
most,
women and rivers.
I think what most country is, it's not that the music's bad. It's just that it's been nickel-backed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where there was a period in alternative music, like with like 3 Days Grace and Nickelback and Theory of a Dead Man. And there's
all
these
bands.
Everybody was
Creed or Nickelback.
Basically,
you know?
Yeah. It's like, oh.
Like, that's funny, dude. That's a great observation, Fez. Like,
yeah,
so true.
And I think that's why people hate Nickelback, because not that they were the only ones being that way. They were just the most prolific of that era, and they became the most successful. So they became the hate for all that style of music.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
And I feel like country's the same way. Like, there's like Garth Brooks, like, had a lot of success. So they took these successful songs, and that's all they focused on. And they kept getting more poppy, and like, oh, we mixed it with rap, and now that's a big thing. So let's go ahead and start doing that. And it feels like there's no authenticity to it.
True. It's steering away from what it was and trying to be popular.
Yeah, exactly. And that's like pop music. Like, pop music, you know, there's you know, always some breakout people in pop that are just, you know, really good. Like, I think like Ed Sheeran, he's authentic. I think Amy Winehouse.
I bang him.
I do. That little leprechaun. Yeah,
Like, for how ugly he is, he'd be like the ugliest dude I'd be willing to bang. That's just because he's probably swaggy. You know?
Dude, he's so fucking cool. His songs are so cool. That fucking song he did with Eminem, that song is fucking awesome.
Honestly, I'm sorry, but like, I don't care what anybody said. Like, you can't like listen to and not get some kind of shake going on in your body. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, dude, he's swaggy as fuck.
Yeah.
And you know, that's just it. Like, I remember listening to him like, oh yeah, he sings chick music. Okay. It's not terrible. It's not like, you know, kind of like Maroon 5 back in the day. I was like,
you know who else? This is another one where like a dude may not be so quick to admit they like, Jason Mraz. You ever listen to his stuff?
Yeah, not a fan.
Oh, dude, that's about yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna throw it out there. The fucking Biebs, man. Justin Bieber is fucking doing it right. Every song he has recently, I love.
Dude, like he always was getting hate and then not getting hate and then getting hate. And like, is he back to like not getting hate again?
The
dude's talented. Like
he was a good singer. Look, I never have equated like talent with good music. Like to me, that Ariana Grande, she has an amazing voice, but her music fucking sucks.
Yeah, totally.
It's the worst fucking music that exists. Every time,
just not
hearing,
catchy.
Just hearing what she's gonna say, like just hearing that, like seeing Ariana Grande on the fucking radio, really skip. You know what I'm saying? Like I can't, I cannot do it. But Justin Bieber was kind of the same way for me. It's like kind of catchy, but I didn't like his music.
That's how I okay. So it's not just me, because that's what it was for me before. I was like, I'm not listening to Bieber, and now I'm like, yeah, dude, let it play.
Every song is a fucking banger, and I'm all about it. It's good music. I don't care what people say. Like I don't have.
I could second that.
Yeah.
It's no JJ Ice Fish, but
yeah, it's no Sad Boy Marco, but I mean it's good stuff. No, I like I said, you know, I really do like listen to Mark's music as well. I always
that
wish
Elon
you like,
Call for me. It's still like, he's so fucking creative with like his ability to just whip a beat together and start going. You know, I think when he comes down here, we might have to just get cheeched. And Mark and I one time joking around when we're driving to San Clemente, we were like, he's like, hey, you should try to kick a freestyle. I'm like, yeah, right. And then I tried to, and we were just busting up laughing the whole way. And I feel like I want to do something like that, maybe post it up for the podcast. But
yeah, no, that'd be great. No, honestly, I think it's really good though. So, all right, last chance. Any other like music that's like not really loved, but you think it deserves more love than it gets?
Like a genre or a person or
yeah,
artist
a genre
or
person.
Something?
What? Yeah, I think more artist.
More artist. Fuck. I've got a lot. Like I listen to a lot of random ass.
Or that you think is just overrated.
Anybody overrated or? So there is a rapper that I was like randomly listening Spotify stuff, came on, liked one of the songs, ended up listening. And then it was like, I think it's like 19 or 20. And I'm like, I feel like the stuff that he raps about is like easy to relate to and identify. And it's, I think it's Crispy V, like CHRISPYD. And his stuff, I feel like, I think he's underrated, the opposite of where you were going. I think his stuff is actually really good. Or there's that Token Hip Hop that I think he's becoming more popular.
Token? T-O-K-E-N?
T-O-K-E-N.
Yeah, you know, the thing I don't... He's okay. He's good. He gets
it's catchy,
bars.
But the stuff that he says is not as good.
There's like a couple like white rappers that are like coming out like Tom McDonald and all these guys. And it's like to me the equivalent of like oh I'm a pastor and I'm gonna release a rap. Like you know what I'm talking about? Like that cringy like church rap that you see.
Yeah.
They're on the same level to me because there's no depth to what they're saying. They're saying face value. Like, hey, I think this political view and this is why. And it's like, there's no like, you know.
And that's why I like only specific ones.
Yeah, no, that's the way, and I would say this about Token. He's kind of the same thing like that for me.
A culture appropriator?
No.
A culture vulture?
No, dude, that's all bullshit. Like,
okay.
I know me and Mark, we've talked about this. I think culture appropriation is the dumbest thing for, like, you know, like copying. I get it. Okay. Like copying and taking it like what Elvis did, like take people's songs or whatever, you know, I don't know the whole history. But like, you know, like claim stuff that wasn't his or like copy and get all the credit. Yeah, that's terrible. But nobody's like, oh, this guy invented rap. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
So I think, you know, it's like, and that's, I just want more talent. I want more talent. I want more like coming out. I like the fact that I live in an age where there's stuff I don't know about. And somebody shows it to me.
Listen, you should listen to it and then tell me what you think. Because, like, if you're opposed to the white rapper thing, and I mean, obviously not completely opposed to it. I know you're a huge Eminem fan, but like, I understand what you're saying. Like, where you're like, it just doesn't feel like it's right. Like Token, because I would agree with you there. Like, kind of like hard, aggressive, and it's like, dude, you're just this little white kid. But yeah. Crispy D is not that way. The stuff he raps about, it's more like I don't know, like somebody had once called it have you ever heard of like NF? Somebody had referred to
I do like NF. Yeah.
Okay, so it's like that, like therapy rap, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, there's some, there's like Mercules. You know, I listened to a little bit of his stuff. You know who actually was a rapper that I didn't listen to for the longest time was Logic. And because the first thing I heard was that Suicide Hotline song.
That was the first Logic you heard?
That was the first Logic song I heard. And I was like,
oh, God, I would have never been a Logic fan if that would have been. Like, if I heard his later stuff.
Dude, it took me a long time to like listen to Homicide. And then they did that to ISIS with Joyner Lucas. Oh, my God, that song is fucking brilliant. I love
it. What's your favorite song by him then?
Who?
Logic.
No, that's probably my favorite would be Homicide. It's Homicide with Eminem.
Homicide?
Yeah, Homicide is a good one.
Joyner Lucas has got some really good stuff, too.
Joyner Lucas. Yeah, I remember me and Mark listened to that entire Joyner Lucas album. And I was like, all right.
Which one?
He's like, his latest one.
The self-titled one?
No. It just came out last year.
Yeah, it was actually really good.
It was okay. You know what? That comparing artists to their previous work, it was really good. It's not my favorite, but it's really good.
That's funny. I specifically remember that album because that's at the same time I was reading Ready Player One, and we haven't talked about both things at the same time in this podcast. So
Joyner Lucas.
Can I ask you one thing? I thought about this the other day. So the game
asking the questions.
No, fuck you. Go ahead.
No, just kidding. You're good.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
No, I don't have any questions. I was just fucking around.
Oh, I thought I actually cut you off. No. So recently the game came out with, I think it was the game and Kanye came out with a new song.
I haven't heard the game in forever.
Exactly. So for me, the game's Jesus Piece album came out on my first deployment to Afghanistan, I think. I'm pretty sure it was the first one. And when I went out there, like, you know, new release comes out and you're like, somebody's got it on their hard drive. So it's like, hey, you got the new game album. And I remember for me, that is an album that every time I hear it, it transports me to like a good place mentally. But like it transports me to a memory of being like, hey, I remember exactly where I was, what was going on. Like I can remember vividly, like sitting on a bench with my brand new Beats headphones that I went and bought on Bastion and like playing it over on repeat while I'm smoking cigarettes, getting ready for the gym. Do you have an album like that for you that was like 100%. Something that came?
Yeah. Kanye West, College Dropout. And I remember I lived in the Lance Corporal and Below Barracks. And then like broke, we ain't got it. And talk about being poor. And that was like all of us, the Lance Corporals, would just fucking chant that like fucking weirdos. And like, okay. Oh, your engine broke. We like had this little, and our barracks, our little fucking tent was also the transient. Like half of it was transient.
Oh,
like,
so you get like, people that just didn't care.
Yeah. So, yeah, we just call it like fucking transient town. We're like, oh, yeah. You guys came to the homeless shelter. Good call. Come on in. Yeah. College Dropout was fucking perfect. That entire album is like my 21st birthday in Iraq.
I'm not a big Kanye fan. I know I'm the oddball on the podcast. But
you know, I really didn't care for Donda. I've tried to like it. I don't care for it.
I mean, he's got some songs where like I will definitely put them on and but I don't think he's the god that everybody thinks he is.
I think he's an innovator. I think he's an amazing innovator.
Oh, for sure. Like, I'll give him that. Like, I'm not saying he's a dumb person or anything, but like, one, I think he's a fucking weirdo. And two, I'm not a big fan of his music, but I'm not going to take anything away from the dude. I don't know him, you know? So.
Yeah. I like I said, I don't think, I don't know that Jesus Walk song too. Like just think about the time.
Jesus. Walk.
Dude, nobody like,
yeah.
The rap did not, you couldn't talk about it. You know, like
it had bangers.
Yeah, he went into stuff that wasn't allowed to be talked about, I think, in certain groups. And entertainment, and it's like, oh, you can't do this, and you can't do that, and it's like,
you
did it.
How do you think Eminem felt? Fucking same shit.
Yeah, nobody's discrediting Eminem. Everybody's like, oh, he's the greatest rapper alive. I don't think Eminem is the greatest rapper alive. I think he's great. I love everything.
I don't think he's the greatest alive either, but...
Well, okay, put you on the spot. Who do you think the greatest rapper alive is?
Greatest rapper, I don't think you couldn't single it in. I think it's too broad of a topic to just be like, this guy's the, like, it depends. Do you want to hear, am I dancing or am I sitting there? Am I depressed at home or am I about go out and some, like, am I going to go kill bitches or am I trying to get a blowjob? You know, like there's so many different things. I couldn't tell you who the greatest is, but like maybe a controversial statement. Like I wouldn't say like Tupac or Biggie were the great at the time.
100% agree with you.
But like,
I don't like either one. I like,
as time evolves and things change. Yeah.
I didn't like them when they came out at the time that Tupac and B.I.G. I was all about Eazy-E and Dr. Dre way more than either of those two. Like even like, and that was like with NWA, like I 100% love those way more than them.
Yeah.
And here's another controversial statement. I don't fucking like Jay-Z at all.
I'm not a big Jay-Z fan. Never have been.
Never have.
Now he does have songs that I do like, but I don't see it either.
You know, here's the thing. He had songs I did like. There's a lot of music that I've outgrown in life.
Yeah. True.
Like I used to really be into punk music. I hear it now. I'm like, oh my God, I fucking hate myself. Turn this off.
You know what's funny? I used to be the opposite. I wasn't into punk music. And now I'm like, all right, I can get down on this.
Like Green Day, fucking 55-year-old men bitching about their dads. I can't do it. Dude, shut the fuck up. Oh, sorry, Dad. I'm not perfect. Fuck you and your job.
Right.
Meanwhile, you're breaking in millions of dollars for a fucking company. Geffen or fucking whatever company it is. You're like, oh, Dad was part of the man.
Fuck you, Dad.
You fucking puss.
Going 9 to 5 every day.
I think every punk rock group at 35 should just accept a beat down to continue being a punk rock.
Yeah,
person.
I feel like that's one of those genres where like you have to, it's got an expiration date. You start it early in your teens and then it dies out.
It's okay to bitch like that at your teens.
You got
to
quit whining about shit eventually. Yeah.
Yeah, you eventually got to stop being a bitch. So fuck, like, they're awful to me. Like, I just, like, just look at, like, the fact that they're still putting out, like, albums and stuff, ugh, that's what's wrong with the world today.
Yeah, like you too, like.
Yeah, those grandpas should fucking get COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, those grandpas should get fucking COVID.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're fucking, yeah. You know, like I said, that's one I just can't deal with. Punk music, I loved it as a kid, and as an adult, it's like, ugh. Man, right. These guys cannot
get. Speaking of COVID, did I tell you I was positive?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, confirmed positive for the Rona, so we'll consider that my booster shot down.
Nice, nice.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, Fez. Let's wrap this up. This has been fun for.
Yeah. No, that's.
I was in a shit mood going into this. Thanks for this.
Yeah. No, me too. Like
I feel like I should just pay you. You want to be my therapist? We should just go into therapy.
I don't.
That's a joke. You're the fucking worst person I could think of for a therapist.
I don't think you could afford me.
Okay, perfect.
But, yeah, like, hey, I have this problem. Well, sounds like you're being a little bitch.
Sounds like you're being a bitch.
You should stop listening to Green Day.
Have you tried not being dumb?
Listen, can you start being less of a puss? Let's start there. And then we can work on your other issues.
And then come back next week and let me know.
Yeah, exactly. I think I'm the tough love that most of this world needs. I need to be.
I've always liked it.
The thing about it is I don't have a problem with telling people like something terrible. You know what I'm saying? I think I've always been able to handle just being like saying
the
worst thing.
Yeah, you're big, fat, and intimidating. It's easy to say.
All right. Well, thanks again, everybody, for joining us on Redeeming Qualities, not the podcast and how men speak, but how friends speak. I was joined today once again with old Dan.
Thanks for listening, everybody.